About a book review first, Quentin Johnson's been reading The Watermill by Arnold Zabel. Good morning, Quentin.
Good morning, Catherine. Yes, The Watermill. It's my birthday today, by the way. Yes, The Watermill, Arnold Zabel. It's a book written by a man who has Polish-Jewish antecedents. His parents are Polish Jews, and they seem to come to New Zealand first, just before the war started. So that's his interest is a lot to do with the Holocaust and the various troubles. But this book is four stories. It's a non-fiction book, although he seems to put a little bit of fiction in there sometimes because some of the characters in it are composite characters, it seems to me. So the first story is written about some people in China around about the time, or it's about the time of the Cultural Revolution. The second one's in Cambodia, and it deals with a woman who survived the Khmer Rouge business there, the killing fields. The third one, which is by far the longest one, is called The Republic of the Stateless, and it's about a couple who meet in Bergen-Belsen, the concentration camp, and it's what happens to them, how they manage to survive. And the last one set in Australia, because this guy now lives in Melbourne. So it's a story about displacement, really, and it's about how the people in these stories have been affected by the various horrible things that have happened to them. But I had a bit of a problem with this because what he seems to do is he relates the stories, and they're most powerful when the people themselves are telling the stories. When he starts to bring his own style into it, he makes it a little bit, well, it's a bit like a fairy story some of the time. He does these things which sort of got on my nerves a little bit. He uses the present tense a lot. He's rather vague in some ways. He says things like, some say this, others say that, it is said. And it contrasts with the, you know, the terrible things that he's actually that he's bringing across. But what he's talking about really, I suppose, is the compassion we should feel for people who've been driven out of their own land and have been displaced.
And the themes, it's a sweeping theme in many ways, actually. How well does he bring together diverse stories, but ones obviously with commonality? Does he attempt to bring them together?
Well, yeah, he's good at that. I mean, he's a good writer. It's just that this style that he's got doesn't really suit the grimness of the stories he's trying to tell. And he's a very humane and compassionate writer. The first book he wrote was called Jewels and Ashes, and that was about his parents' experiences, and that did really well. So it may work for a lot of people. It didn't really work that well for me, except when the people themselves were talking. I mean, one of the things he said, which I thought was terrific, was that he said that all of these people, because they've been driven out of their province or in their country because of things like the Khmer Rouge and the Cultural Revolution, and you know, you have a certain amount of compassion for them, and they're displaced. When he talks about the Australian Aboriginals, which he talks about at the last chapter, it's one of the shorter chapters, shorter parts, he says these people are displaced, but they're displaced in their own country. And that's sort of a terrible irony, I suppose, of the whole thing. It just depends if you take to his style, which I didn't really.
So you're fairly lukewarm on it, by the sounds of it.
Lukewarm, yeah.
Yeah.
Bit tepid.
All right. Thank you and happy birthday, by the way. Sorry I was distracted a little earlier.
That's okay.
What's the date today? It's the 31st of March. Ooh.
Today before April Fool's Day, yeah.
It's an auspicious birthday date to have.
I just made it.
Yeah, birthday in lockdown. I hope someone's making a nice cake.
They're doing all they can, yeah, but I mean, you know, it's what we're all putting up with, yeah.
Thanks very much for that and for the review also. That is Quentin Johnson, and he has been reviewing The Watermill by Arnold Zabel. It is by Text Publishing. And again, obviously at the moment it's difficult to get out and buy these books. Some will be available, likely available as e-books, but I can't really advise you day to day whether that is the case. So worth checking out. And if not, of course, you can always follow up when we are free to go shopping again and catch up on some of these great books.